the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Elijah is incredible, and he does incredible things. A widow and a son have just had enough for one last meal before they die. Elijah asks for it, and the oil keeps flowing, and the flour keeps coming. He raises a widow's son. He does battle with the prophets of Baal, and they scream and they cut themselves, and their sacrifice remained. Elijah has his sacrifice doused with water, and it's gone. He leaves his cloak, and the Jordan parts. Today, we just heard the Old Testament that we recount the events of the glorious trip on a fiery chariot without dying. Yes, when Elijah is on the scene, incredible things happen. Incredible. The man of God is his name. 2,900 years ago, and his great things are remembered. It's obvious that he's just different than us. You have kids. You get them up. Get them off to school. Go to work. Get them home. Throw something in the microwave. Put them to bed. Do it all again the next day. Life for us, for the most part, is uneventful. If you're retired, you have your daily activities, appointments, and routines, and you go through each week. Sure, we have our exciting moments here and there. Every once in a while, maybe a Valentine's dinner, an anniversary, someplace special that you treat yourself to, a loved one to, maybe a special gift to mark the occasion. But soon it's a memory. And they don't last long. Certainly not like Elijah's life. He's incredible. Until you look behind the miracles, you see Elijah is a lonely man and afraid. He spends most of his ministry down and out and alone. You would think that he would be so bold after all of those victories. After one of them, he wonders if he is the only one left who believes in the one true God. Queen Jezebel is after him. And what does he do? He runs and he hides because he's scared. Now he's not so far off from us anymore. We know what it's like to be lost and alone and scared. In the midst of all of the people all around us, we are so lonely. At the store, at work, connected online. The cartoon showed a teenager at a school picnic talking on her phone, surrounded by her classmates. She receives a call. She says, "I'm so glad you called. I was so lonely." She fits in right in our society. Over the past 25 years, having neighbors over are down. 33%. Family dinners are down 33%. Having friends over, down 45%. According to America Sociological Review, the average American has only 2 close friends, down from 3. And 25% of Americans have no one to confide in. And 85% of Americans only confide in family. Being with the youth Last night, I was reminded of my National Youth Gathering experience, one of them. And I remember they showed a clip, and they had these 3x5 note cards. And written on them were all of the fears of all of the people. Some of them were a disaster that takes your home and your things. Another was the death of someone you love, the loss of your mind due to a disease. Another, a broken relationship, a crime violating your body and your home. Others were financial woes, a loss of relationship with the Lord due to some sinful relationship, or growing doubts, the loss of your health. So the question was, what's on your card? Elijah may have done incredible things, but when you get right down to it, Elijah the man, he's more like us than you realize. Fast forward to the gospel reading. Elijah is on the mountain with Moses and with the three disciples and Jesus himself. And Jesus is the center of attention. A voice comes from heaven, "This is my beloved son." Elijah is doing something incredible. The same thing that he did throughout his ministry, calling people back to the one true God, to listen to focus on, to believe in, to follow. His name is Jesus. And how does he do that? By standing next to him and talking to him. Incredible, yet so simple. What is so incredible about that is what they were talking about. Luke gives us that information. They spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. Jesus is going to Jerusalem, and he will do incredible things there for you and for me. Nobody else can do it. Only he can. And he comes down from the Mount of Transfiguration, and he is alone. Sure, the disciples are with him for a short time, but he is alone in the garden because they fall asleep. He's captured and they flee. He takes care of our fears and our loneliness. The hymn that we sing so often when we are afraid, when we mourn, when we feel all alone is that famous hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. This is what Jesus does. Jesus did an incredible thing. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus is always with us, ready to listen to us. In the mundane moments of life, eating a meal out of the microwave, collapsing into bed at night, when your head hits the pillow, Jesus is there, ready to talk. He's there during the exciting moments, and he's there when we are all alone. Think about Elijah. Think of all of those incredible things that he does. And I'm sure he would tell us the most incredible thing of all was standing next to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, talking with Jesus about going to Jerusalem, going to the cross, rising from the dead. Elijah would not want us to focus on him as if he were someone incredible. He is doing what he always did, calling people back to the one true God, calling us back to Jesus, who is always standing beside us and for us. Elijah would want us to focus on Jesus because today and every day, Jesus is standing beside us in resurrection glory. Jesus never leaves us or forsakes us. He is always ready to talk to us. And that is an incredible thing indeed. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ. Amen.